As I grew angrier and more unsettled, I got in serious trouble at school by fighting and often actually hurting other kids. The problem began in kindergarten. Sometimes the fights had a reason, a cause, or a trigger, but other times they didn't. The trigger was in my heart, where anger reached a point that it had to be released. I attended a kindergarten that was entirely indoors, and I played basketball in the gym at recess. I had played a lot of basketball at the shop with my uncles, who had put up a hoop, and I was used to being around older people who knew the rules of the game. But the kids at school had no idea it was a game with rules. I would be dribbling the ball, and one of them would take the ball, foul me, or not dribble. Infuriated, I would say, "You can't do that." But they didn't care. They were playing. I was competing. I got so mad that I would tackle them and punch them hard with my fists because I felt they had wronged me and wronged the game. I didn't like people breaking the rules. After tackling them, I sometimes held them down on the ground and bit their cheeks hard enough to do damage. The school had no choice but to call my parents. Soon, the administrators told my mom, "If there's one more incident, we're going to have to ask Brian to leave for good." That one more incident happened one day at recess when I tackled a boy for violating the rules of a playground game. I bit him, squeezed him, hit him, and generally worked him over until an adult pulled me off the boy and took me to the principal's office. I remember sitting there, just the principal and me, looking at each other across her desk. Molten fury filled me, and I didn't know what to do except to release it in volcanic eruptions of violence. "I'm going to call your mom, and she's going to be really upset," the principal said as she picked up the phone and dialed my home number. Watching her dial, I felt the magma of rage boil over. While the principal was talking with my mom, I used my fingernails to scratch down my face so hard that strips of skin peeled off in long, vertical lines. The principal had been looking down at papers on her desk. She glanced up at me and stopped talking. She was so horrified that she might have even dropped the phone. I had expressed my feelings in the only way I knew how. What I did to my face matched my feelings inside. That was my last day at that school. I finished the year at St. Mark's. I don't remember getting in trouble there, maybe because there was a large outdoor playground that offered a lot more room to run. I did better in school, and my mom told me she was proud of me when I graduated kindergarten. The school had a ceremony with an open house, and I showed her all the things I had made. I remember the pride emanating from her as I received a little graduation certificate. She smiled down at me with one of those big, heartfelt smiles, full of hope. Somehow, the year had been salvaged, and we both breathed a sigh of relief. The relief was short-lived, however. In first grade, I attended a new school, and right away I got into a name-calling match with a fifth grader. I wasn't afraid of anyone. My older uncles had made me tough. This kid was teasing me, calling me a girl's name. So I responded by calling him a bad name. A teacher nearby heard me and asked, "What did you say?" I lied and told her I had said something else, but she didn't buy it. So I met the principal of that school in the first of our many private consultations. If someone looked at me the wrong way, I wanted to fight with him. If someone said something the wrong way, I wanted to fight with him. In Hawaii, respect.